Hey there. How is it going? This is Bill Murphy, Mayor of the Village of Woodridge, and you're listening to the Mike Cara Radio Program, I Am the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
It was the night before Christmas, not a mouse was stirring. The silence was broken when these words were spoken.
Help! Get me out of here!
Push! Tug! Pull! Shove!
Santa's stuck up in the chimney. We gotta
push! Tug! Pull! Shove!
There'll be no Christmas till we set him free. Started to diet through the summer, he stuck by it, but his appetite was fated to end because his wife started baking and Christmas candy making. Now look at the shape he's in. We gotta
push, tug, pull, shove.
Santa's stuck up in the chimney. We gotta
push.
There'll be no Christmas till we set him free. This is becoming a disaster. If we don't free him fast, the day will dawn and children everywhere will weep. The house is full of neighbors trying. Dogs are howling, children crying. Get him out of here so I can get some sleep. We gotta
push, tug, pull, shove.
Santa's stuck up in the chimney. We gotta
push, tug, pull, shove.
There'll be no Christmas till we set him free. Cause Santa's stuck up in the chimney.
I got an old, got an old, got an old. 99 make 14, 4 and 4 make 9. The clock is striking 13. I think I lost my mind and oh, it's getting aggravating. How long can I keep waiting? Won't you tell me yes or tell me no? I got an old. I got an old, got an old, got an old. Oh, how much I need you. Have pity on this heart of mine. Cause if you need and want me to, I'll be your one and only till the end of time. Saw the fortune tell, had my fortune read. She sent me to the dock, she sent me straight to bed. She said I'm losing and I'm lovesick. I got an old, got an old, got an old. I got an old, got an old, got an old. I got an old, got an old, got an no.
Well, welcome back to the Mike Cara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation as we are proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth amongst a blizzard, but broadcasting nonetheless. My guest today is Mr. Paul Evans, who is an awesome singer and songwriter. And again, Paul, it is an honor and definitely a privilege to have you on my program today. Now is the time we want to talk about you writing for Elvis. I can't even imagine what that feeling is like, but you've got to tell us about the story and about writing for Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah. Well, writing for Elvis is something I, for some reason, I never thought I could get Elvis, because he really was basically located out of Nashville. His publishing firm, a firm called Hill & Range, was kind of a forbidding place here in New York. They had an office here in New York, and maybe that was its main office, was here. But I remember that he cut it, my first song that of mine. He did four. He wound up doing four Paul Evans songs. But the first one was a song called I Gotta Know. And I remember getting called up to the office of Hill & Range, and this is an unusual story, and I still can't figure why they did this. And they said, Paul, you know Elvis has cut your song. And I said, yes, I do. And they said, well, we have an opportunity to put this on another session by a young kid that we want to record. But you know, Paul, that would mean that if the song is recorded by a young kid and if it's released, there's no way that Elvis is going to cover a song and put his version out. And I was miserable. I was yelling and stomping my feet. No, I want Elvis. It would be my first Elvis. So they said, okay, and they dismissed me, and I went home, and I found out later that the session they were talking about putting it on was Fabian, and it would have been on the session with Turn Me Loose. It might have been his first single. However, I was very, very happy to get Elvis, and actually, I Gotta Know wound up on the charts, on the Billboard charts, at around 15, got that high, but the other side was a song called Are You Lonesome Tonight, and the first check that I ever received on the song was for over $1.5 million record sales. So it all worked out terrific for me.
Oh, great. And besides covering or writing rather for Elvis, you've also wrote a song that I'm sure we're all familiar, Roses Are Red, My Love, but of course, a big hit with Bobby Vinton, but also our audience may or may not know, this song was also recorded by Freddie Fender and the legendary Jim Reeves. So this song really was legendary then.
Yes, this song was legendary, and frankly, it does very well today on Valentine's Day and on graduation, at graduation time in June, because of the theme. You know, the theme was based on the old poem, you know, roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. My co-writer, Al Byron, who also wrote Happy Go Lucky with me, and he wrote one of my Elvis recordings, Al came in with a lyric, and he just made a switch at the end. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, but not as sweet as you. And that turned the tide on the song. The song was recorded by Bobby Vinton. It was the last song on the session. He was not supposed to even get another recording, according to his contract with Epic Records. But somehow they did it. And then, of course, when the record came out, Epic Records went out on the other side, promoting the other side of the record. It, like, they did everything they could to sabotage the record. Bobby Vinton, I give him full credit. He knew he had something with this song. And he lived in Pittsburgh. And he hired a model, gave her a bunch of roses, and sent her around to all the radio stations. Even though his company, Epic, was working the other side of the record, Bobby managed to put this through. And Mike, whenever I sing the song, I still perform, and whenever I sing the song, it is my feeling that if I cannot make one woman in the audience cry, I have not done my job. There's a line that Al wrote in the song, is that your little girl? She looks a lot like you. Someday some boy will write in her book too. Rose, and whenever I sing that song, I look around and there is one woman at least crying in the audience. It's just, it grabs your heart. Great lyric by Al, and hopefully an equally, that my melody came up to his lyric.
Yeah, Paul, and another artist we see that you've written for is a legendary Reba McEntire. Can you tell us about this song?
I have had songs by Reba. I left something out on Roses Are Red. I should tell you that it was used in Goodfellas, the movie Goodfellas. And that was a big shot for the song. The song has a really a charmed life. I truly wrote the song Roses Red. I know I'm skipping back from Reba to Bobby Vinton, but I think your audience would find this interesting. Many times, writers like myself will spend a month maybe on a song, maybe longer, until they finally have what they think is the world's first perfect pop song, and then nobody likes it. I mean, it's really amazing. Roses Are Red, I wrote as almost a joke. Al Byron came into a studio where I was doing some demos to show new songs. He said, I have a lyric I'd like you to work, put a melody to. What is it? He put it on in front of me. I was sitting at the piano at the time. And I made a joke, a true joke, to my musicians. I said, guys, take a five-minute break. I'm now going to write a hit song. I mean, laughing. Anyway, I wrote the melody to Roses Red just as you hear it on Bobby's record, on as you said, on the many, many records that have been recorded since. I wrote it in less than 3 minutes. And I turned around laughing. I thought this was a very funny thing that I did. You know, write a whole song in 3 minutes. And my co-writer, Al Byron, was not laughing. He said, gee, that's easy. That's a good one. Wow. So I tried to improve on it, could never do it. And look at that. It turned into a monster record for me.
Wow, exactly. So, yeah, we want to get back to the Reba McEntire song that you wrote for her.
Yes, I wrote that actually with my a nephew of mine who was living in Nashville. She came on like lightning, it's called. Well, in her case, he came on like lightning. And he was in Nashville, and he was an aspiring writer. And I wrote this with him, and he went on to write a number one country song called Friends by John Michael Montgomery. So between my family, my sisters, because my other sister always played in clubs. So I had one folk singing, hoot nannying sister. I had another sister who played in clubs. My mother was a piano teacher, and believe it or not, she was probably one of the last people to play in silent theaters. She played piano in these silent theaters. My father was a flautist. He was a musician, and here I go with my nephew, co-writing with him. So it's a pretty musical family I come from.
Exactly. And now we want to get back to Midnight Special. You know, we're talking about songs, you know, that you've written for particular artists, but this particular song is unique because actually John Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival actually did a cover of your song. Then you didn't actually write the song for them. They actually covered that then a few years later then.
Yeah, how strange. And not only that, but with the Fogerty, John Fogerty, actually in an interview one day, admitted, or I think admitted is an incorrect word, he said that he recorded the song because he heard my record, and all he did, he said, was to rock it up a little more than I did. So, yeah, it's so much fun to hear other people's interpretations of your songs. Of course, Midnight Special is or was a folk song. It was a song that came out of the southern jails. There was in Texas, I think it was in Houston, there was a legend in this one jail that if the light from the Midnight Special train that would come by around midnight, if it shone into your cell at the stroke of midnight, you would be freed. So that's how the song came about.
Okay, Paul, you know, that sounds great. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our last segment of this edition of our program. My guest today is singer-songwriter Paul Evans, and you are listening to the Mike Kira Radio program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our eye on the nation, even though it's amongst a blizzard, but the snow is kind of nice, a winter wonderland here. As we always on the Mike Kira Radio program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcast from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our last and final segment.
I can laugh when things ain't funny. Happy-go-lucky me. Yeah, I can smile when I ain't got no money. Happy-go-lucky me. It may sound silly, but I don't care. I got the moonlight, I got the sun, I've got the stars above. Me and my filly, well, we both share a slappy go happy, happy go lucky love. Well, life is sweet, whoa, sweet as honey. Happy go lucky me. I've got the stars above. Me and my filly, well, we both share a slappy go happy, happy go lucky love. Well, life is sweet, whoa, yeah, sweet as honey. Happy go lucky me. Happy go lucky me.
When you kiss me right,